Hi folks, welcome to Coffee and Colossians. We're looking at three basic principles of evangelism as we've got to chapter 4 and verse 5. And we saw the first one yesterday was be wise. Now this one today is make the most of every opportunity. And I'm thinking, for example, what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5. Where he says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Now, we tend to lament the fact that the days are evil, but this is an opportunity. And he uses the word for time, kairos. Now, 1 Corinthians 7:29, what I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. Galatians 6, 9, and 10 as well. These are opportune times. And the word that's used is used of redeeming or buying up time. So kind of saying, here's a bargain, get it. This is genuinely a closing down sale. Paul had a great opportunity at the heart of the Roman Empire. But the Colossians also had many opportunities. So Paul was in Rome. And you say, well, you just go to Rome and get it. But Colossae also was important. In fact, everywhere there is potential and opportunity. Now, maybe there's another way of looking at this, and it's not a good way. Instead of seeing opportunities, all we see are threats and problems. But you look at Paul here. What I find astonishing in this is in all this hope and making the most of every opportunity, he's in jail. He's in jail. His life is in danger. The church is under attack. He's writing to a church which faces all kinds of problems. And what does he talk about? He talks about the opportunities. There's a kind of, dare I say it, there's a Scottish cringe. Oh, we can't do this. We can't do this. Why is this happening? To be honest, it's a spirit of negativity. It's which is like a cancer. We project our own insecurities and fears upon the whole community, and it's like poison. And we need to repent and look to Christ. Do you know, when Peter told Jesus, you're not going to the cross, he wasn't helping. He was doing the devil's work for him. And we will miss opportunities. I think one that stands out for me is when I was invited to speak at a sportsman's dinner at Dundee Football Club. And I lost it. I lost the opportunity. Maybe in a wider sense as well, we need to ask to seize the day in our nation while we still have the chance. That's here in Australia, in Scotland, in England, in America. You know, a number of years ago, this was just, for me, this really came home to me. In Lincoln, in England, the parents of a 7-year-old girl who had died were told they could not put a cross on her grave because, quote, crosses are discouraged and as excessive use of the supreme Christian symbol is undesirable. How wicked can bureaucrats get? Instead, they were given permission to put up a headstone with Mickey Mouse on it. No. We have got to seize the day now. Carpe diem, seize the day. Remember that? The word means buying up or redeeming. There is a bargain and the opportunity may not always be there. I think in the context which we are living in the Western world, we now need to seize the opportunity. It's funny, during COVID here in Australia, I thought that COVID was a great opportunity to proclaim the gospel. But I had so many churches who in effect said to me, now we're just going to look after our own people, and yes, we know that people are more likely to be concerned and worried, and yes, but we'll wait until we get back to, till things get back to normal, then we'll do it. Now, not every church did that, but a huge amount did. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. We have got so many opportunities. Make the most of them. Don't let an opportunity go by, and may you speak for Christ. God bless you, and see you tomorrow. This is Tuesday. Bye.